Welcome back to another segment of
Fresh and Vivid.
This is Dan.
And this is Zach, and you're listening to us either on our website, or Podomatic, or iTunes, or SoundCloud, Yahoo Music.
Oh, that was my fault. Alright. Don't mind the sound of my skateboard falling, that's fine.
Anyway. Well, so Whitney Houston died.
Yeah, Whitney Houston died. Surprise, surprise. Well, she had to die sometime around there.
Sooner because or later.
If Amy Winehouse beat her, Whitney Houston is like, you know, plus or minus a year, Whitney's gonna die. Because Amy Winehouse did a little bit more than her, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, Amy Winehouse. Well, Amy Winehouse is more of a drinker, and
yeah, Whitney Houston. She did crack, though. Come on.
She did crack.
Yeah, she did crack. She has crack pipes, too.
I never knew that. I knew she did other drugs, but I didn't think she did crack. Whitney Houston did crack. A lot.
She did. And you know who I blame? Bobby Brown.
That mofo.
I mean, like, Whitney Houston was good, but I guess. I guess.
Yeah,
I only know her for two songs, really.
Yeah, I honestly think besides like I Will Love You Forever, I don't even know the name of it. That's how bad it is. I don't even know the real name of the song. That song and The Greatest Love of All are the only two songs that I really know.
Then that one dance song.
I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna dance with somebody, and it's crack cocaine.
Is that how song went?
I don't even. That's what we need. We need to like edit this to put that song right there.
Start with that song, bro. Oh man.
I mean, I heard today that her songs are the top downloaded songs on iTunes.
Well, yeah, of course they're gonna be.
Yeah.
Happened to Amy, it happened to
Michael Jackson. Although his was crazy, because when he died, it was so huge, like the internet completely crashed, websites were down.
What? Like, MJ died? Like, holy shit. Because, like, I had to say MJ is a musical genius, and, you know, all his songs, almost every one of them. They're pretty good.
Yeah, most awesome. Most of them.
Well, speaking of music, you guys watch the Grammys?
No.
You didn't watch the Grammys?
I don't. I was watching The Gray. But you talk about the Grammys first, and then I'll tell you about The Gray.
Okay. Well, the Grammys. Well, it was all hyping up Nicki Minaj's performance beforehand. It's like, oh, everyone's gonna be talking about it. No one's ever gonna forget about it. And you know what? I can't forget the shit out of it because it was so shit. It was the most horrible thing I ever seen. I don't even know what she was saying the entire time. Like, it started her like in the middle like of the Grammy Palace place, mm-hmm. And she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna," and like it showed like the white priest dude going like, "Oh, like, oh my god, your voice is horrible." And I didn't know this until Pat or Chris Carmichael told me, mm-hmm. that Roman is her second identity.
Yeah, like an alter ego that she has, where she's like a man.
Oh, that's weird. Like, what? There's a boy inside her or something like that?
I'm sure many have been.
I wouldn't doubt it. But we're not talking about Michael Jackson.
Anyways.
Oh, Roman. Yeah, no. Anyways. But yeah, that performance was horrible. But I'm happy like that Foo Fighters won.
Oh yeah.
Best
yeah.
rock. But like best rock and metal performance, mm-hmm. You know who was listed under that?
Who was listed?
Sum 41.
Oh.
What the hell?
That's disgusting.
That is not close to metal or rock.
It's like that isn't fresh and filthy, that's just filthy.
That's just filthy. Nothing fresh about that. It's like a taint out of a dryer. You didn't wash it at all. You just put it in the dryer.
That's like, I remember the story about the 1983 Grammys. I don't think I get the year correct. But Metallica was on the first ever Metal Band of the Year award, and they lost to Jethro Tull, which is like not a metal band.
That is not even metal. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
So it's like if Sum 41 won that award, I'd be so pissed.
I'd be so mad.
I'm glad Foo Fighters came out with
that. But they snubbed so many people because I've listened to The Roots, you know, the album Undone?
Oh, yeah, their new album.
That was
a
great album.
Yeah, The Roots are amazing.
They didn't put that on there. And you know who won that?
Who?
Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. Screw that.
And Chris Brown's like all on Twitter apparently going like, suck it, bitches. I want a Grammy. I was like, oh, someone please punch this guy. Beat him up like he did Rihanna.
Well, didn't Kanye West and Jay-Z win an album?
They did.
And he wasn't even there.
Like, I knew it too. I was like, Kanye. I was like, Otis, come on. And it won. They weren't even there. They didn't even care about
it.
They're like,
Not
this game. We know we're going to win.
And Adele. Adele just owned it.
I'm happy Adele like won 90% of it. That was crazy.
I mean, when you sing so crazy that your vocal cords start bleeding, you should at least get an award for that.
I like how she thanked her doctors. Like, most people would be like, thank God. It's like, maybe not in that voice. Thank God. But she thanked her doctors.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the Grammys were pretty good, and it didn't even cross my mind, because like my parents decided to come, well, because my mom had a business trip, and they wanted to spend the day, and on the Saturday that their flight was supposed to come in, or did come in, they were supposed to get here at 9:30 in the morning, and then their flight got delayed twice, and they didn't get here till like 8 o'clock at night, so I didn't get to spend Saturday with them, but Sunday we're like, yeah, let's hang out. So we went to Scottsdale, we went to the Fashion Square Mall, just kind of walked around and stuff like that.
Damn, so you should have called me. I wanted to meet your parents.
Oh, damn. Okay,
remember?
Well,
I always wanted to meet your mom.
There will be opportunities.
Never met this guy's mom. They live in Florida. Shout out to them.
one day. But so we just went to the mall and we were checking stuff out, and basically, they wanted to go see a movie, and I'm like, yeah, sure. And we were deciding. We were deciding between, my mom said Journey 2, because she likes The Rock.
Dude, The Rock is amazing. I love The Rock.
And then my stepdad wanted to see The Grey, because he's a big Liam Neeson fan. He thinks he's awesome. I think he's awesome, too.
Liam Neeson played, like, every character. He played Zeus.
Obi-Wan. Or not Obi-Wan, Quan Chi, whatever it is.
Whatever.
That guy.
The guy with the long hair.
Yeah, I forget his name. He's Obi-Wan's teacher.
But he was a Jedi.
Yeah.
And like, he was a badass CIA agent that got his daughter back.
Yeah, Taken. There you go.
You want to steal this guy's daughter? You're crazy. You can't steal his daughter. Then The Grey.
Oh, yeah. So basically, it came down to those two decisions, and my mom asked me, like, oh, which movie do you want to see? I'm like, I want to see The Grey. So we went to go see The Grey, and I thought it was awesome.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there's more to say to it than that, but I thought it was great. I mean, it's kind of what you expect it to be. It's a kick-ass, like, there's a lot of, like, it's, like, really tense, you know, it's all about the wolves surrounding their crew, and, you know, not to spoil anything really major, but if you've seen the trailers, you've already seen stuff that I could probably describe. Like, there's a plane crash that happens in the trailer, and they're out in the middle of Alaska, just out in the frozen, snowy tundra, and it's basically up to them to survive with this, like, huge pack of wolves. And Liam Neeson, he works for this gasoline company, and he helps hunt the wolves so that they don't attack the workers. And so he knows all of these facts about what the wolves do, how they react, how you're supposed to act around them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like the de facto, like, I'm the leader guy of this whole group. And basically it comes down to, like, they have to figure out, are they in the wolf's den or are they not? And if they are, they have to get out. And, like, they just have no idea. So the whole movie is spent trying to find, like, you know,
Get the hell out.
Get out of it. Like, find, like, not just get rescued. The rescuing part is, like, second on their minds. They just don't want to get killed by these, like, crazy wolves.
They look crazy, too. Because in the trailer, like, there's that line, and Liam Neeson's like, "Stay together."
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
And then he like tapes the stuff to his hands, and he's like, you know, he's ready to fucking go crazy. But yeah. So overall, I would recommend it. It's a movie people should go out and see.
To see it.
Yeah. What about you? Like,
I've been watching movie wise, but I've been watching a TV show. Mm-hmm. You guys probably heard of it. They've been hyping it up like for the past 2 months before it even came out. It's called The River.
Oh,
yeah. I watched it finally like last week, and episode one's all right. I kept complaining a little bit, but episode two hooked me. It hooked me forever. And like, the story is like, it follows this family. I forgot the name of the family already, but I'm not hooked that much yet. I missed the episode last night, but it follows this family, and like, their dad's like a Steve Irwin type guy, and like they just travel the world and like, oh, pet this alligator and crazy stuff like that. And then like, you know, their family's like falling apart.
Yeah.
Basically. And like it shows like when they were little, they always grew up around stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And now they're older, and now like their dad went to like the Amazon.
Yeah.
And like went into this crazy part, and like he was trying to like find magic, because like his quote from his show was like, there's always magic out there, or something like that, something about magic.
Yeah.
Like, find the magic out there. And like, so apparently his wife cheated on him. And I mean, like, I don't blame her, because he was never there.
Yeah.
And anyways, the point is, he went to the Amazon, but he never came back.
Wow.
He was on this ship called the Magnus, and like, they were like, fuck, we can't find this guy.
Mm-hmm. It's like he sailed off.
And yeah. So his son's like, what, like 28, 25 now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, forget it, mom, we gave up the search, like, today.
He must be dead, you know.
I said it on TV that we're stopping the search and everything. Mm-hmm. And his mom's like, no, there's a beacon. A beacon got turned on that used to be hidden. I was like, what? What are you talking about? It's like, only he can turn it on. It's like, really? Are you sure? Like, okay, fine. So they go off on that adventure, sail down the Amazon. They're like, oh, where is it? It says it's right here. Like, and they're like in the middle of the Amazon River.
Uh-huh.
Quote, the river.
The river.
It's like, okay, I guess we'll dive. And like, two of them just dove in the water without saying anything. So, like, they bring up this cage, and, like, it's all mangled and crap. So, and, like, it's like, hey, it looks like something broke out, not broke in. It's like, whoa. And they find the beacon inside the cage, and so it's like, whoa, what the hell? And throughout all this, it's filmed like a reality show type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always from, like, a camera's point of view, like someone holding a camera. Or like a camera on the boat type of view.
Like Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, it's created by the people that did Paranormal Activity. That's exactly.
Yeah.
But but yeah, they're like, oh, so where did he go? So like then like apparently like one of their best friends, like they felt like a daughter to him, came and was like, I know where he went. It's like, why didn't you fucking tell us? And, like, brings out a map. Like, according to these conditions and where you were, he should have went this way. And they're like, there's no river right there. Well, I don't know. He should have went that way. So, like, apparently it's like a mystical place. Like, you're not supposed to go here type thing. Like, you know, there's that like, ooh place.
There might be, like, a whole other world, like, in there or something.
And so they go through there, and there's, like, this... I think she's cute. Like, I don't know if she's Brazilian or not, but that there's this girl, Brazilian, but she knew about it, but she only speaks Spanish.
Oh. Yeah. So, like, do they understand her? Or do they...
Some of them do, but, like, they put subtitles at the bottom for her. She's like, no, we should not go there.
I was like, no puedo, no puedo.
She's so hot. It's the accent, maybe. But anyways, so, like, they go off to find her, and, like, mystical shit start happening. And at first, like, they didn't believe it was mystical.
Yeah.
Even for sure, like, that was fucking mystical.
Like, it can't be mystical. Not that shit.
No, like, they open, like, this door, and, like, there's, like, a casket with, like, a ooh thing, right? And, like, they're like, And it rips out of the fucking room and like goes outside. They're like, shit, what the fuck was that, right? And like there's like a cut on the girl's leg. And then the black guy didn't even help. He like filmed everything. Yeah. And then, it was funny because like the son of the guy, he was like, why didn't you help her? He's like, I got the shot. It punches him in the face.
Is it a Sean Connery voice?
I don't know.
I got the shot.
He was British. So I went with the best voice I knew. Sean Connery. But yeah, wow. it's a good show. And like, but yeah, let's do it because like it shot out and they're like, oh man, it must be like a crazy cruise ship, man. I was like, what? Clearly it was mystical.
Oh man.
But yeah, like they found clips of him doing like making fire out of his hand and shit. It was weird. He was walking on water.
What?
Yeah. It's a crazy show. You gotta watch it, especially episode 2. Because episode 1, you're going to be like, ah, it's all right. Hmm. Episode 2, you're going to be like, holy shit, this is really good.
There you go. Draws you in.
I mean, it's a Steven Spielberg's production, so I mean, I give it that hope. Except for Falling Skies. That was...
Oh, yeah. That was all hype, but no substance. But I would be remiss not to mention that the Super Bowl... happened. and that
about that.
You know, as I don't know if we made it clear on the last episode, but me and Dan both we like the Patriots and win 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We're just gonna use that as an excuse for why we did not have an episode last week.
We were grieving. That was our grief period.
Yeah.
I was wearing black every day.
I looked at my photos of Tom Brady in my room, and I just shed tears for about 2 days straight, and, you know.
Why, Tom?
Why did you do this to us? And then I got over it and realized that next year, we're probably going
to
be back
there. Always next year, right?
As long as Brady's still our quarterback, we have a shot at Super Bowl every season, in my book.
I say, man, I don't even know how they lost. I felt like they were a winning team this year.
Yeah.
I got them everywhere.
We were winning with 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
It happened again. It was deja vu.
It's deja vu. Deja vu.
But, and besides that, that's 2 weeks ago. But more recently, Valentine's Day, what did you do?
oh my God. I had to do research. Mm. And I had a big date with my research paper.
Yep. Did you take the research paper out to a nice dinner?
Oh yeah, I took her down. I fingered that up. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Gave her some words.
Yeah.
F-U-C-K.
Delete, delete, delete. Actual research. So no, it was alright. I didn't do anything special. I didn't have a special girl on my hand. Not this year.
Let it be known. The ladies out there, Dan Mokwara.
Yes, I'm single.
He's the man. Dan the man.
My number is... No. Just contact me on the page.
Yes. Go to our website, www.dreamkiller.com. You can check out all of our stuff. You can contact Dan if you want to contact Dan.
And I'm starting up my Twitter again. I haven't tweeted in a while.
Yeah.
But I will be starting up the tweeting... again.
El Tigre rises.
People don't know that.
But they will.
They will. They will.
We need mariachi bands to come in here and be like, El Tigre.
It's weird because there's nothing Mexican about me. I'm Asian. I don't even know why we went with El Tigre. But it's a long story. I think I'll save that for the next episode.
Yeah. Oh, wait, speaking of Asian, just made me think about it. Have you heard about Jeremy Lin?
I have. I've been raving about Jeremy Lin every day of my life since the 38 game against Kobe. 36. No, he scored 38.
Yeah, he scored 38, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was fucking amazing.
He is amazing. He was from Harvard, got a 3.1 GPA, 4.2 in high school. Graduated Harvard, went to play basketball, didn't make it, played for the other division, the undrafted division.
Oh, yeah.
Then he got drafted by, Golden State.
And then...
Sacramento Kings.
Or yeah, he was on a couple of bad teams, and then
then they cut him off.
Yeah.
But he didn't give up on his dream!
Nope.
He did it. He kept hard work, practice every day. Look where he is now. He's a starter on the NBA.
Yeah. And he's living on a couch still. Because he
is
never.
He? No way.
Yeah, he's living on a couch. And last night, he won with a last second 3-pointer.
I saw that. I don't know who was playing, but I saw it on Yahoo.
Yeah. It was insane. And like, the thing too is that I realized that you can put the word Lin or his name, his last name, into anything.
You can. All in?
I'm all in. All I do is Lin. All Lin I Sanity. Is... Lin Saint. Like, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh. I was actually going to bring him up though. Jeremy Lin. This guy's a phenom. I'm happy he's out here.
Did you see what
Mayweather said about him though?
Yeah, he said he was like underrated or something. Or?
He was overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah, he was like, oh, they're just, you know, excited about him because he's Asian. He's a minority. Well, yeah, that, but also because of what he did. Not everyone scores 38 points on Kobe Mayweather.
Oh, yeah. And he has the most points by a rookie in his first, or not by a rookie, but most points in his first six games than anybody in NBA history. More than Shaquille O'Neal and other guys like LeBron.
Except MJ, I think, right?
No, MJ's not even on the list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it shocked me. I was like, damn, bro.
He took his time. He won four.
Yeah.
it's clean.
But yeah. I mean, people are comparing him to Tim Tebow, and I'm like, I don't know about that. I mean, Tim Tebow...
They're hyping up his Christianity too much.
Yeah, and Tim Tebow sucks. Like, at least Jeremy Lin has skills and he can back it up. But Tim Tebow, I don't know how. He did need miracles to win. Lin does not need miracles to win.
Except last night. But, like, he practiced that shot. He practices that shot.
And he was confident, too, because he was telling all the other players, like, oh, just stay back. Just stay back. I'll shoot this. And he just waited, and then he just went, shot it.
Put it in. Like a boss. Like a boss.
Yeah. If only we could get an interview with Jeremy.
Oh, man, we could.
The guy lives on the couch. Come on. How hard can it be to track him down?
Oh, man. Why not? Let's try and get in contact with this guy. I'll try and email them and be like, ESPN, get me in contact with him, please.
New York Knicks. Please, we want to talk to Lin. So does everybody else.
D'Antoni, remember me? Used to be with the Phoenix Suns. It's always there for you. Then you left us.
So did Amari.
Amari
both
did
of
too.
Them did, and they both went to the same team.
It's weird. They all congregated over there.
It's like that. The New York Knicks plan is to intentionally piss you off by like all the good people, and then having an Asian guy.
Yeah, right? You know what's funny? It feels like the old Phoenix Suns, but instead of Nash, it's the Jeremy Lin now. And it's so interesting. He can slam dunk. Did you see him?
Yeah, Jeremy Lin's actually, like, in comparison to Steve Nash is way shorter.
Yeah.
Lin's like
6'3", I think,
right? Yeah, 6'3", so he's good height.
Because I think Nash is like 6'1", 6'... Yeah, 6'1".
Yeah, he's short for an NBA player. Yeah.
Not the shortest. What's that other guy? He's like 5'11".
Yeah, there's some
currently.
Oh, currently? I have no idea.
Oh, well. But yeah, Jeremy Lin, I gotta get his jersey now. Shit.
It's gonna be sold out.
It is. All I do is Lin.
No matter what.
they've been making music videos for him.
Oh, yeah.
Someone made a song for him. I think it was by like On Fire ENT or something like that. But I'll show you that later.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, so I mean, overall, crazy week with all the Jeremy Lin stuff, Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, I didn't ask. How was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was good. I spent it with Caroline and we went out to dinner with my parents who, it was their last day, they left today. And then we headed back to my place and did some stuff.
Cool. Alright.
Yeah. But we had a good time. We gave her some roses, some chocolates and stuff, you know.
Oh yeah, awesome.
She was always telling me about how she never really got to experience a Valentine's Day, like a legit one, and I was like, you know what, I want to give her a legit Valentine's Day.
I think all girls say that though. I swear,
you know.
A girl I dated, like a year ago said the same thing to me. And then recently, Rachel, C-Dog's girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
said the same thing to him.
Yeah.
And then she said the same thing to you. It's,
uh-oh. Might have a conspiracy on her hands.
I feel good for our other friend, Chris, because his girlfriend comes in the next day, tomorrow. So he gets everything 50% off, all the Valentine things.
He's lucky. If only he was here to actually tell us about it, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Right now he's buying drinks, I think, or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know.
I don't know if he's ever going to attend any of these podcasts. I told him we were going to do one today.
Yeah. This is the third podcast, officially.
Yeah.
And he's only been on one, and barely.
I think he said yeah in that
one. Yeah.
This is Chris, yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay.
But just so you know, he is a part of the website.
He's part of us.
He's there. Star Wars.
Episode 1 in 3D came out.
Did you see it?
I didn't.
I didn't see it.
I didn't go see it. I went out with a friend and she's crazy. But that's another story. But Chris and Pat and Rach and our other friend MacArthur, they went to see it, and like it was a nerd fest. It was cool. I love nerds. So
nothing wrong with that.
What I wanted to do was, it's been done by, what's it called? Remember that dog from Conan O'Brien? What's his name?
Oh, Triumph.
Triumph. The insult dog. Triumph the dog. Yeah, I wanted to do the Spock thing and like, dress up as Spock and walk in and just flip all of them off.
Star Trek fan, motherfucker.
Screw you guys. Yeah, I hear it was good. The Darth Maul fight was good. But I mean, like, I don't know.
I'm like, been there, done that. Saw it when I was 9.
Right. I haven't... I need to rewatch all the episodes now because, like, it's been so long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I haven't seen it in years.
It's like refreshing to go back and watch like all of them in order. Although I always want to skip over 2 because 2 is the one I can't stand. It's completely boring and horrible and.
Wait, episode 2?
Episode 2.
Okay. Because 2 in the original trilogy was really.
The Empire Strikes Back.
That, come on, Princess Leia? I mean, Slave Leia? Oh, yeah.
Han Solo and Carbonite? Like, I love you, Han! I know.
That's how I spent my Valentine's Day, like Han. Solo.
So good.
I saw that the other day. I thought it was hilarious.
And on that note. You've been listening to the podcast, and you can catch us, like I said at the beginning of the show, we're on iTunes now. We're you can catch us at freshandfilthy.podomatic.com. We're also on SoundCloud.
Come to our website.
Killer.com.
Check out the stuff we've been posting up. We have parts of Zach's comic book here that she's been working on. Mogi and Friends.
There's going to be some stuff coming soon. I'm going to be finishing, or I'm going to be starting my comic Killer Bee. I'm going to start doing like a one-shot for it, so expect that to be on the website too.
I'll probably blog something really weird up eventually, because I'm feeling left out by everyone blogging, even...
It's okay.
I'll try and tweet something today, maybe, or... Well, for you guys, yesterday or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And if you don't know our Twitters, you can also go to our site. Go to the About Me page. You can add or you can follow Dan. You can follow me. You can check out our stuff. So yeah.
And we're working on a theme song now for Fresh and Filthy. If you guys have any ideas, shoot us something, I guess. Tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us. Contact us on our website. If you're friends with us, normally just Facebook us and say, this
way. I mean, I come up with some jingles, but they're all right. They're like,
drunk review.
We are drunk review. Where we get drunk and review food. Yeah! There you go. But hopefully we get that on track, too, and into something. When we're not too busy and we have to be sober.
Yeah. But definitely, it's been fun this week.
It's been fun.
So stay...
Fresh and filthy.
Yeah. There you go.
Always fresh, always filthy.
Yeah.